A group of more than 1,000 scientists, academics, and researchers is calling on the state to pull pension funds out of oil, gas, and other fossil fuel companies. Cornell professor Dr. Robert Hoarth says New York can be a leader in climate change mitigation, just as the state has taken other positive steps.
We have the most aggressive and progressive climate legislation of any state. The Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act calls for 40% reduction in all greenhouse gas emissions within 10 years. And yet our state pension fund is still investing in fossil fuels. It's totally inconsistent with what the Assembly, the Senate, the governor, and the people of New York want us to be doing.
Hoarth adds fossil fuels have already contributed to reduced global agriculture output by 15%, affected drinking water, and cost society through droughts, wildfires, and increased storm activity. Those who signed the letter are calling for passage of the Fossil Fuel Divestment Act. It would direct the state comptroller to take pension funds out of oil, gas, and related businesses. SUNY law professor Rebecca Bratsbys is founder of the Urban Center for Environmental Reform. She says fossil fuel companies are toxic, not just for the environment.
They're toxic economically, losing well over $1 billion this year alone for our funds. Exxon was removed from the Dow for a reason. Analysts increasingly describe fossil fuel companies as losing relevance. By refusing to divest, New York puts the financial security of its civil servants at risk.
In addition to environmental and financial reasons to divest, the scientists and academics stress the urgency to stop supporting fossil fuel companies. They say the window to reduce emissions and ward off the worst impacts of climate change is less than a decade. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.